So today on the podcast, we have Coach Bobby Burnside from Doddridge County High School. I know you will love his wisdom on the podcast. All right, we got Coach Bobby Burnside on the podcast today. Coach, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me.
Man, Coach, I came up there and saw you a couple weeks ago. Got a lot of great ideas. And we actually are wearing the same hat. Nobody can see this podcast. I just upload the audio, but I loved your hat that you're wearing. The American flag is definitely something to rock.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, you can't go wrong with the American flag.
That's awesome, Coach. Coach, give the listener a little bit of background about yourself, if you don't mind, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I am a graduate of Doddridge County High School, class of 1992, and I played 4 years of football here at Doddridge, and I was part of a team that made it to the playoffs in 1991. I want to say that we broke a 13-year drought. So back in the 60s and 70s are some of the glory years at Doddridge County High School and legendary coach Klein Stansberry. In my sophomore year, a guy by the name of Rick Kaufman came in and got the job and really got things turned around. And anyway, my senior year, 91, we went 7-3 and we made the playoffs. And we lost in the first round to, kind of ironic, after our loss this year, East Hardy. At that time, East Hardy's head coach was someone that I'm sure most of your listeners know, Coach Dave Walker. So, you know.
Yeah, he's pretty famous around here, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, that's the high school history. A great time, great part of my life. Enjoyed it thoroughly. And then I ended up at Glenville State College. Ended up participating in track and field, the pole vault and the javelin, and had 4 great years there. During that time period, we had a guy by the name of Rich Rodriguez coaching, and Glenville State, you know, had 2 national runs. So it was exciting times. But after college, I was blessed to get a job at Roan County High School, and I started there in January 1997, and I spent 6.5 years there and gained a lot of great experience under really working under about 3 different head coaches. You know, so some of my coaching experience, you know, started with helping out my high school coach when I was in college, just on game nights, just coming back, being up top, being some eyes from the booth. That's my first experience. I think probably where I started to realize, hey, I really like this. I think I want to, you know, stay in coaching, and it's a way to stay competitive. So then my first couple years teaching there at Roan County, my youngest brother was in high school, and I was driving back to watch his games and help from up top at Doddridge and enjoyed that. But when he graduated, his last season was 99. Another year that Doddridge had made the playoffs, had a first round win and lost in the quarterfinals. But when he graduated, I took a position at Roan County as started off as a freshman coach, and you know, freshman and JV, and worked with a lot of great guys there. And it was a very good experience, even though it was some difficult years for Roan. It was valuable, very valuable for me and my profession. You know, so I've mentioned some of those guys. You know, Jim Hamrick wasn't the football coach then, when I talked about Klein Stansberry and Doddridge, you know, Coach Hamrick and Spencer High, he's pretty legendary there in Roan and Spencer. And he was the athletic director that hired me, I want to say, in 97, helped have a hand in that. But, you know, you had Larry Greathouse for a couple years, Dave Barr for a couple years, and then Tom Hardman on my last year. And I think maybe I mentioned this to you when you come up, but their current head coach, Paul Burdett, was a student of mine in 1997 there at Roan. And he was a good athlete. He's a thrower and on the sprint relays for me on the track team. I never got to coach him in football because at that time I was traveling back to Doddridge and helping up top. But, you know, after my time in Roan was up, my wife and I moved back to Doddridge County and we built a home. And, you know, I spent 1 year teaching and coaching at Ritchie Middle. And the middle school coach at Ritchie that year was Rick Hott, their current head coach now.
Oh, okay.
And okay. A good friend of mine. So we both have a pretty good history in track and field. And you know, Rick's really turned that program around. He's doing an outstanding job over there. But what you'll find really ironic and almost comical, but the year that I helped Rick, it was 1 year before I got the teaching job at Doddridge. That middle school team we coached was, you know, it just was not very talented. Let's put it that way. So he's had a lot of good teams.
Oh, man.
But, you know, fast forward, here we are. And, you know, he's had an outstanding run and we've had a couple good runs. I got the head coaching job at Doddridge County High School in 2012. And, you know, I just feel very blessed and we've been working hard to build the program. So that's, I think, you know, when you came up, we talked a lot about that.
Yeah, I still have the paper you gave me, the program, and we talked some O&D. That was awesome. Coach, talk a little bit about your facilities for a second, because you have some excellent facilities. They are incredible. Talk a little bit about that, because it blew my mind when I went up there.
It still blows my mind every day that we come out here to practice. And you know, anyone that visits, I want to make sure if they haven't, a lot of people that have been to the old facility, then they know where we've come from. I mean, we're small town, West Virginia. We have 300 kids, 320 kids in our high school, one high school in our county, you know, a county of 8,000 some odd people. But our facilities right now, we are, the people in Doddridge County, the youth are so blessed to have the facilities. Like when you were here, like you said, I agree totally, small college. I mean, it's that nice. You know, we have an 8-lane track, a turf football field, a turf baseball field, a turf softball field. We have a turf throwing area. We have a small indoor building. It's just, it is crazy. And one of the best, probably the best facility in the state as far as overall for a single school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way that came about, there's two main things. I mean, obviously, oil and gas was booming, has been booming in Doddridge County for several years. And so for years, the tax base from those companies that has built up and that has spilled over and obviously into the school budget. And, you know, before we had these athletic facilities, we built a new high school. Mm-hmm. And a middle school before that. And then, you know, we have new schools and we're still building where the old field was located. We're building a new a pre-K school and center, early education center. That's going to be really nice. But so we have that tax revenue coming in. And here's where I give I really want to give credit to the residents of Doddridge County. Even with that happening, they have passed a school bond and our excess levy, and they just continue to say, hey, you know, we want to support and invest in the youth of Doddridge County. And that has just opened so many doors for our students and our athletes and the facilities and schools that'll be here long after I'm gone, when the next coach is here. It's great. It's a wonderful investment. And then the people that make the decisions, you know, we're not the only school that gets money coming in from local businesses, but the people, the school board, the leadership, you know, they chose to, I think, use real wisdom, invest in these facilities. I don't think you go wrong when you invest in the youth of your community. And to me, that's what they did. And I think you, and you know, most, probably everyone that's ever came here has really you know, just said, wow. And I'm right there with you. We are just, and it means so much. I never want our athletes or students to get to the point where they're not appreciative. I mean, if they their parents or they might remember the old facilities, that helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, talk a little bit about your overall program philosophy. I know you call the offense, you run the offense. Kind of talk about those two together and how they go together. I feel like you do such a great job with that. We've met for a couple hours, and man, I just think it's incredible what you're doing there.
You know, I can get better, and I hope to get better. We've made a couple nice runs, and we've got to improve. I've been the head coach for 9 years. I called the offense 8 of those 9. The 1 year I didn't, I had an assistant coach, and I let him call the offense. He did a great job, but he is now the superintendent of our county. So he's moved
over to
administration. And so when he moved into leadership and you know, he left the county and came back, I retook that role. And, you know, that's besides managing the team, you know, as a head coach, those responsibilities, then the offensive coordinator, at least at the high school level, I love, you know, having that responsibility. And I also really believe in giving responsibility out to your assistant coaches. You know, if you have coaches that you trust, like I do, and quality coaches. But you asked about philosophy, and we're, you know, I would say for Dodgers County, we're blue collar. It's old school. You know, we're under center more than we are gun, even though we use the shotgun. We like to run downhill, a lot of man-on-man blocking. And, you know, there's two really, really huge parts to our game. And I think sometimes in the past that's maybe hurt us. But that is, number one, we try to avoid negative plays at all cost. Mm-hmm. You know, so for us, you know, you've heard the expression 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Well, that is a victory. And our whole offense, you know, when we're moving that ball and we're gaining yards, I mean, that's a victory for us. And two, it is, you know, not turning the ball over. Those two things are critical for the offensive side. The other components, of course, you know, huge preparation for the defense and special teams. But, you know, that's we line up in the eye and we do some multiple formations. But, you know, we're simple as far as what we do. And I know that our opponents probably think the same thing, but we really just want to do what we do well. And we're, like I said, we're working to improve on that.
Yeah, I was watching your state championship game. That's still on the internet with Metro News when y'all played Central Catholic. And, man, I just think the state of West Virginia does such a great job with that. Talk a little bit about your experience, because I've never been to Wheeling, and I would like to learn more about it.
Well, I tell you what, it is an awesome experience. And, you know, that's, I think, the goal of every program. I mean, you might have small goals before you go out and say, hey, our goal is to make, but every program's goal is to make it to the Super Six. You know, you might have goals to reach before you hit that. And for us, I go back and I look at our 9 years, and, you know, in 2014, we made the playoffs and we lost to a good Buffalo squad. And that was at Klein Stansbury Stadium. That game was 0-0 at halftime. And then Buffalo, you know, ended up beating us by a couple scores second half. And so that was our first playoff appearance, 2014. And go to 2017. And we qualify for the playoffs, and we draw a St. Mary's team that, you know, they're just in the middle of a tremendous run where they've won a championship, made it to the Super Six, I don't know, a few times, maybe 3 times. And again, at halftime, here we are, we're setting 6-6. I mean, battling, playing our guts out, you know, second half, like all great teams do, they force some turnovers, capitalize on them, and win the game. But that year, you know, it's 2017, they go on and they make it all the way to Wheeling and they lose, I think, to Central Catholic. And I think was kind of the turning point for us. And we come into the following year And that's when we have the last year. It was, we kind of had a, we have our team themes, but I want to say our community theme was One Last Ride at Klein Stansbury, the old Klein Stansbury Stadium. And it was a magical ride. We were undefeated in the regular season, with a real huge win against a, you know, very well coached Williamstown team towards the end of our season. And we got to play one playoff game at home before the field was, you know, not approved. And so we beat Webster, and then we advanced to the next round. We played at Glenville State College, which was a great experience. And the folks over at Glenville State really made that special for us. And we defeated a good Cameron team, really good Cameron team. And we made it to the semifinals. And so to answer your question, this is our first trip to Wheeling, but this isn't Wheeling Island. We're at, this is 2018. We're at Wheeling Jesuit, and we played Wheeling Central. And that 2018 Wheeling Central team, phenomenal team, a team that, you know, they defeated some really good schools, and they hammered us pretty good that night. So we were one game away, and that was our only loss. We finished 12-1 that year. We graduated some great players, but we knew we had some talented players like a Hunter America, a Griffin Devericks, Cole James, Austin Kelly, to go along with some more. And that 2019 season was very magical. You know, we opened up our new stadium, and at that time, Rick Hott had Richie fired on all cylinders. We had a huge Thursday night Metro News game here with them. It was a huge crowd. It was really special. It was a good game too. And then, we had a big win at Williamstown later in the year. And then we win our first round game over Madonna, a second round game over East Hardy. And then we get the rematch and we're fortunate enough to beat Williamstown and make it to the Super Six. So, there was so about that season. Coach Stansbury, who is still, he attends every game, he's in his 90s. And all the alumni, he's just a very respected and man that still comes around, talks to the team. And, it was a hard ending. I mean, give credit to Wheeling Central, and especially that the quarterback, how well that they played that night. And, they defeated us by 17, 38-21. And it was a disappointing ending to a magical season. So we're still, we still have that goal like every football team does to make it back and win that championship.
That's awesome, Coach. Coach, you are first class. I would love it if you just gave the young coach out there some, like, a nugget about what it takes to be a good coach. That could be a assistant coach, coordinator, head coach. What's something that you think would really help a young guy trying to get into the coaching profession?
I think something that I said to you about how hard you're working, and for me, it is about hard work. So if we want to tell our players that, we want you to work hard in and out of season, they need to see the coaches doing that. I said to you, wow, you're going around all over the state talking to coaches, trying to gain information. I can respect that. You're working hard to try to build that program. And that's what our staff is trying to work hard. And here's the thing, and I would guess that, Mike Young, Dave Walker, they would agree, even though they have multiple state titles and we're still searching for our first one. We always learn. We're still learning. We can still improve. We can get better. And that's if I had to throw one nugget out there, I would say always remember that. Strive to be better.
That's awesome, Coach. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. You're a busy man. I just appreciate your wisdom and your friendship. Thank you for coming on.
Coach, thanks for having me, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Absolutely, Coach. I'm sure I'll text you later today about something, an idea. I'll run it by you.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.